Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Nordman, executive editor of the Telegram Gazette, joined on this Voice of Business by Tim Murray, who is the CEO and president of the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. Tim, welcome.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks to the Telegram for facilitating this opening segment of the Voice of Business and Fidelity Bank for sponsoring this one-hour show.
Yeah, we had a great conversation last week about the Green Corps, and I want to pick your brain, you know, and talk to you further about that, because it was a great conversation last week. But just wanted to ask you first. I know the Worcester Women's Leadership Conference is coming up. I know it's an event that usually sells out, one of your most popular events of the year, and it's something that was at the top of my to-do list to ask you about.
Yeah, June 16th is the Worcester Women's Leadership Conference. It's at the DCU Center. We are looking thrilled to kind of have it back at our regular time of the season, which is usually in the spring. You know, with COVID, we did it virtually. We also moved it last year to the fall so that we could ensure that some of the COVID challenges were behind us. So we're thrilled that it'll be on June 16th. And as you mentioned, it's arguably our biggest event of the year, that and our annual meeting. Usually 800 women participating, a series of speakers, a series of kind of panels, all about professional development, you know, managing the work-life balance, some great stories and examples of female entrepreneurs, of female business leaders, leading major organizations and entities from across the country. And literally, we have speakers, keynote speakers, who come in from across the country to speak at this, as well as participate in some of the panels and conversations.
Yeah, so I assume, you know, before we get on to talking about some of the speakers and presentations and what folks could expect there, if somebody's still interested in attending the conference, I'm assuming there's still some limited tickets available.
Yeah, there is. We're very pleased that UMass Memorial Healthcare is going to once again be one of our presenting sponsors, as well as the Hanover Insurance Company, both not only sponsor, but have members, female members of their respective businesses and organizations participate in this women's conference, which is great. You know, to have some of our largest chamber member business organizations and smallest, you know, coming, people planning, taking the day and making it a professional development day for them. So we're thrilled to have both of them sponsor. There are also some other sponsor opportunities, some exhibiting opportunities. And then for those, as you mentioned and asked, Dave, who want to attend, they can go to worcesterchamber.org. They can see the agenda, see what's been booked to date, and register.
Yeah, and talk about the event. You know, kind of like the play by play a little bit, like those who are going, what they should expect, how the day kind of flows.
Yeah, generally, you know, we start off in the morning with usually a keynote in the morning, and then it kind of breaks into sessions where there's a. And we use the DCU Center, so we've got, you know, space, a whole series of kind of different panels and discussions, depending on the subject matter that somebody's interested in. Then, you know, break for lunch, and usually have another keynote at that time. And then after the lunch break, we have, usually panel, you know, some more panel opportunities, then end the day with kind of a cocktail reception, kind of end the day with, drink and hors d'oeuvres, and just the opportunity for people to socialize and talk about the day and just network themselves.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, just so many events coming up, you know, all on worcesterchamber.org. Mentioning a few, you've got some business after hours coming up, some human HR roundtables. But one that I'm looking forward to is the Earth Day citywide cleanup, which kind of brings me into my next question, which is kind of continuing our conversation about the Worcester Green Corps.
Yeah, just on the and on the women's conference, yeah. And, you know, the staff works extremely hard, but you know, we have this different committees at the chamber, but the women's conference committee, they literally work year round, mm-hmm. trying to vet potential speakers and keynoters, how they want to put the panels together. So I want to thank, you know, the committee and the women that serve on it for, you know, once again, just doing a lot of work and commitment, volunteering their time to ensure that we've got a successful event. And they've done a great job over the years. And this is, you know, something that's been around over 10 years and still going really strong. So that's a credit to them keeping it fresh and relevant.
And I think, you know, personally, I think it was probably sometime around the turn of the year, maybe just after Christmas, that I had started, you know, already started hearing about, like, you know, tickets being sold and events being organized. So, you know, that's definitely worth pointing out. So, bring us back to our conversation.
Yeah, I know last week we talked about Green Corps and Earth Day, you know, February 22nd. You know, kind of to meet the need that's out there right now, especially as the snow melts and the wind, the Green Corps partnership with the city and the United Way and some of our business sponsors, you know, we are going to start this week with 15 young people who will be working after school out around the city, tackling some of the cleanup needs in the city on some beautification. We also have reached an agreement with Fresh Start, which is an organization that works with formerly incarcerated individuals. We're going to be working with them as well. And they're going to have a crew out, Derek Kaiser and his team out, working a couple of days a week. So that work out there on a regular basis, leveraging with volunteers and other groups that we are reaching out to, we're really hoping to use the month of April to really literally and figuratively do our spring cleaning, with Earth Day being on Friday, April 22nd, to make sure that the city is, you know, we're picking it up, cleaning it up, keeping it that way, to support and back up what the city is doing as well with street sweeping and the debris cleanup. So we really want to try to get the city welcoming and inviting as the spring comes, as Polo Park opens, as people, you know, come for the spring and opportunities and venues. So we want to make sure the city is looking better than it is at the current moment.
Yeah, and you know, this is a typical late March, early April week in the city of Worcester. And you know, I know on my trash collection day, the wind was blowing and some stuff was flying around the streets. But correct me if I'm wrong, but I think last week we talked about maybe just in the it was just in the recruitment stage. But you're actually talking about the students actually hitting the streets.
Working very closely with the Worcester Community Action Council, Mary Beth Campbell and her team. So we've got 15 young people will be working after school, paid to be out doing cleanups and beautification projects. We'll augment that even further when the summer comes. So really hoping to probably have 30 young people when school gets out. But we've got 15 now working part-time along with a contract crew and a number of volunteer groups that have committed to projects this month, in the month of April. So it's time to get boots on the ground and get things cleaned up.
Yeah, and just some other things worth repeating from last week. But, you know, if somebody wants to get involved in, whether they have a young person who wants to get involved or that somebody who wants to support the initiative financially.
Yeah, people can go on to the Worcester Chamber website, worcestercchamber.org. We've got a Worcester Green Corps page. Miranda Hotham is the Green Corps coordinator. Her contact information is there, so she's happy to work with you. If there's young people out there that are interested in working, well, we can make that introduction to the Worcester Community Action Council, which helps find employ young people during the summer and even when they can during the school year if they're age appropriate and things. So we're looking forward to it. It's needed, and you know, one of the great things that we have in Worcester is a lot of green space, park space. We want to try to contribute to those venues as well, but also out in the neighborhoods, where in our central, in our neighborhood business districts, where the cleanup's needed.
Yeah, and this upcoming Friday is April 1st, and so it's almost baseball season, and spring is here, but hopefully the warm weather follows.
Yeah, April 12th, opening day at Polar Park. So we want to make sure we get a nice day.
Can you leave it less than 2 weeks away?
Less than 2 weeks away. That's right. But, you know, we're thrilled. It's, you know, last year, sixth in the league of attendance of all minor league baseball, and that's with the season starting late. That's with the limitation on the number of people that could be in the ballpark because of COVID. I think it was mid-June. The cap was, I think, a couple thousand people or 2,500 people. So hopefully a full year, a good start, good weather. We'll lead all of minor league baseball in attendance.
Yeah, maybe next week we can talk about all the development that you see around the Canal District and also within the park itself. I think the team, whether it's, you know, Larry or Charles, they said, you know, this is going to be a continuous work in progress, and you see that work inside the park and outside the park.
Yeah, that's right. You know, David Sullivan is our economic development business recruitment associate. He and I were meeting just the other day with a construction representative from a local construction company, and you know, we're talking with him about 3,000 units of housing under construction right now, or in the pipeline, or have been permitted right now in the city of Worcester. So, a lot of activity. A lot of density throughout the city, reclaiming buildings that are underutilized or vacant, some new construction taking place on sites and pads that have been underutilized as well. And so hopefully, you know, good mix of housing, market rate, affordable, that adds density in people, which then in turn supports local businesses and hopefully encourages people to utilize public transportation and get out there walking.
Well, hold that thought. We'll probably continue that conversation next week. A little bit about the Worcester Green Corps, the Women's Leadership Conference, and a little bit about Pola Park. That is Tim Murray, CEO and President of the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Dave Nordman, Executive Editor of the Telegram Gazette. Tim, we'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Dave.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.